most intense, thrilling, electrifying sport on the planet. Mixed Martial Arts. You've been looking for the definitive podcast to call your new home to hear everything about it. The search is over. This is the MMA Anomaly Show. No filter. Bringing you the hottest MMA breakdowns straight from the heart of the octagon. This show is all about MMA breakdowns. For fans, by fans. We're talking UFC, MMA, and the occasional big boxing match. We'll bring our unique take on how these fights are going to play out and who we think are the best bets. Welcome to the MMA Anomaly Show. No filter. And now your hosts, Olin, a.k.a. MMA Anomaly, and Emiliano, a.k.a. Jive Turkey Nano.
What is up, fight fans? Welcome back to another episode of the MMA Anomaly Show, No Filter. I'm your host, Olin, a.k.a. MMA Anomaly, and with me, as always, is the co-host with the most, Jive Turkey Nano. How are we doing, my brother?
Let's go. Doing great, brother. Great to see you, as always. Great to see everybody here in the chat, trickling in. Sorry we're a little bit late. Better late than never. You know the vibes. Always chucking and driving over here, man. I'm doing great, though, man. I'm excited. We're taking a little trip to London. It is UFC fight night over in London, across the pond. So I'm excited to have our boys and gals over here that are from that neck of the woods to help us. We got some local representation and got my bags packed, brother. We're going out to Heathrow. Not literally here, speaking metaphorically. Have passed by in my day, but I'm excited, brother. We got a good showcasing of a lot of London's talent and England's talent and a lot of talent in that neck of the woods. And it feels like this is a little bit of a changing of the guard, I think, is the theme on this one. But I'm excited, brother. Can't wait to dive on in. And is it another red moon? Is it a blue moon? Is it a full moon? All I know is we got a full crew here. We got Drew in the chat again, back to back. Let's go, baby. Great to see you. McGregor for Perez 2025. Okay, he's just trolling this guy. What is this guy doing? What is Drew doing? Come on, man. You're causing chaos already.
Leroy, we see you. Leon. Let's go. We out here, baby.
Can't wait to dive in.
We're
going across the pond,
baby. Riding that train. Spoiler alert, folks.
Heathrow, here we go.
Doing it. We're doing it. Heathrow, here we go. You already know what it is, folks. We are out here. We are live, and we are down to jive. We are about to talk about UFC Fight Night 254, a.k.a. UFC London. And we are going to go through it from the bottom to the top. You know how we do it. You know we don't stop. So, with that being said, we are going to go ahead and start at the very bottom of the card. It is a fight between Guram Cutelaje and Caio Fernandez coming in at the late weight division. Nano, are we hive-minded to start off the night, or are we going to hit the divide very quick? Talk to me, Goose.
All right, I'm coming in hot. I'm hoping you're zigging when I'm zagging here. No, all jokes aside, how we bet against a Georgian Viking in Guram Cutelaje, okay? I really like Aladze in this one, okay? Makes me want a latte. That's how bad I like him. Shout out Leroy here. Olin got Logan gloves. Nano got golf clubs. That's right, baby. That's right. I should bust out the gloves here. They are around yonder. Did a little reorganizing, but good call.
He's got some Hayabusas too. I mean, you know, MMA Anomaly had to bless him for the birthday / Christmas.
Damn straight. I got two of those puppies.
Got the Punishers? Got the Punishers?
Yeah, the Punishers. Yep. And I got the Classic Browns. You know, just a good compliment. Should bust them out again. Good call out. I'll start making sure they're, right behind me here for the episodes. You know how we do. Before I keep going here, shout out Sav Jelly in the chat. Let's go. What's up? What's up, dude? Great to have you. Let us know if you're also out there. We see 12 of you trickling in. Let us know what you're repping. Let us know how you're feeling about this fight night and this first fight of the night here with Guram Cutelaje in the lightweight division. I'll try to keep it short and sweet. I'm already rambling, bambling, and jambling, man, because this is a fun one, right? And I think we are going to see a lot of strikes. We're going to see some good violence to start off the night. But I do think that Guram Cutelaje, who is the Ben favorite, he's 3 years older than his opponent. This guy is a dog representing Georgia. I don't bet against any of these Georgians, okay? I don't bet against any of them. Ilya, Morab, Roman Dolidze. I'm just not going to mess with these Georgians, all right? They got something cooking in the water over there. I'm just going to go ahead and assume that they're going to keep on keeping on. But aside from the really good striking that we'll see from Garam, he's got the wrestling pedigree. He's got a really good ground game as well. And I think he'll have just enough to neutralize his opponent in Kai Fernandez. I do feel that he does pose some threats with his leg strikes, with his striking as well. Anyone has a puncher's chance in this game? We do know that, my brother. But I'm curious to see if we're hive mind. And I am taking the Georgian. I am taking the Ben favorite. No underdog here. Before I dish it off to you, we got Sab Jelly. You were in Arizona today. You waved from the plane. Oh, man. I thought I felt something, you know, earlier. You know, my spidey senses were tingling. But great. You were walking around. Might have been in my local gym. Might have been at the local driving range. So hopefully one of my balls didn't hit you up there. Just kidding. It didn't go that high. It didn't go that far either. So I digress. Before I joke about my bad golf game, what do you think, brother? Are we hive? Thank you. Are we hive minding here? Are we taking the betting favorite in Guram Kutaladze?
Yeah, man. Give me QT Deladze here. I like the Georgian, man. I like the pride of Georgia, the favorite here. He's a favorite for a reason. I think Vegas actually got this one correct, folks. I think the grappling is definitely going to be something that's there for him all day in this fight. But more than that, the stand-up game that he represents, I just think he's better everywhere this fight goes, Nano. Range management, distance control. I would say he's got like a 20 or 30% chance of getting a knockout in this fight. But either way, give me him on money line. I'm not going to bet him because as it stands right now, he's minus 425 money line. Maybe we throw him in like a cheeky parlay. But as of right now, we're not doing it. I'll look at the underdogs picks at the end of the show if you stick around that long, folks. But as of right now, yeah, no, I'm not doing it. But I will pick Guram Kutaladze. I think he gets it done in this one. And yeah, you pretty much broke down the fight as well as I could have, if not better, my friend. And with that being said, we move on into the bantamweight division for a bout between Nathan Fletcher and Kaolin Lochren. This fight is going to be a little bit closer, if I'm being completely honest with you folks. I think Kaolin Lochren is definitely an absolute beast, but he's coming in against a real son of a gun in Nathan Fletcher, right? Like Nathan is a very well-rounded fighter. He's 4-1 in his last five, while Kaolin, the Don Lochren, is 3-2 in his last five. And let's look at who they've actually fought, right? The Don has come in here and faced folks like Angel Pacheco, Taylor Lapolis, which is a beast. That's who he lost to, as well as Jake Hadley, who's also a beast. But his only win in the entire UFC run that he's had of three fights is against Angel Pacheco, who, again, looking at what he's done, he's a 7-3 fighter who has only had one fight in the UFC. He lost against Kaolin Lochren, and he was gifted that fight after losing a fight in the Contender Series in 2023 against Danny Silva. So, tough pickings. Whereas Nathan Fletcher across from him at 9-1, by the way, 78% of those nine wins, seven of them, came by way of submission. He lost in the Ultimate Fighter against Khan O'Flea and then got a chance in the UFC against Zygmantas Ramaska and won via arm triangle in round number two, 1:14 in. Look, I'm leaning towards Nathan Fletcher in this one. Am I going to bet it? I don't know. It's tough because it's a minus 115 in Nathan Fletcher against a minus 105 in Kaolin Lochren. There's literally no dog in the fight. It's a Vegas pick'em, folks. But again, gun to my head, I think Nathan has all the tools to get this done. I wouldn't be surprised if he went out there and got a submission. And if you did want to actually be so bullish as to take him by a specific winning method, you can get him by submission at plus 550. But again, I'm probably going to stay away from this one. I might throw him on an underdog parlay at like a fifth of a unit, but time will tell. We'll see, Nano. What are you thinking, man?
Yeah, I think I am going to hive mine with a lot of what you're saying there, brother. Great breakdown. And similar to what DraftKings feels, I think it's a virtual toss-up. There are a lot of things to like about a Kyle on Loughran, or the Don, we'll call him for short. A little easier that way. This guy represents Ireland. You know, I know St. Paddy's Day was pretty recent. And, you know, if this guy right here next to me, Conor McGregor bobblehead, has anything to say about it, thank you for the music there as well. Shout out the producer with the most, MMA Anomaly. But listen, man, the Dons are to come in. We've seen them a little bit more. But these guys are virtually identical. In fact, Nathan Fletcher last fought at featherweight, 145, most recently. Aside from that, similar record, similar age. The Don's a little bit more stocky, a little short and stockier. So that's something to consider when you look at the wrestling, when you look at his style of fighting. However, like you kind of mentioned, if I were to lean, you know, kind of on this teeter-totter here, if I were to kind of tip one way, I would probably have to lean on with Nathan Fletcher as well. Jeez, can't get it out. He is in England. He's repping Liverpool. So he's in his backyard a little bit. I think partially a little bit of the home bias, but also to your point too, we've seen the Don, some ups and downs here in the UFC. So probably just going to take the guy that is a little bit cleaner on paper, and also has all the tools in the toolbox to go out there and probably find a way to win a gritty decision win over a tough Don Loughran. But give me Nathan Fletcher as well. Again, not going to bet on it, though. It's pretty darn close. But I'm curious how y'all feel. Again, if y'all are over in that neck of the woods or that pond, or across the pond, as we like to say here in the United States, for y'all out there in England, let us know. Are y'all repping Liverpool? Or you think Ireland's going to still have a little bit of luck of Irish? Let us know how we're feeling. We see Leroy out there. Come on.
He said, boys, I'm a little juiced. Give me them risque tips. Oh, man, we're all about giving you them risque tips. You know what I'm saying? That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing. And with that being said, speaking of risky tips, moving into the next one, we have a women's strawweight bout between Shauna Bannon and Pooja Domar. Nano, we got a 6-1 Shauna Bannon at 31 years of age, coming in against the same age here in Pooja Domar at 31. One stands at 5'4", one stands at 5'3". Shauna having the inch height advantage. When it comes to the reach, that's where the real tail of the tape differentiates here. We got a 6-inch reach advantage for Shauna Bannon. I mean, Nano, that's just a hell of a size differential, right? What are you thinking on this fight? You think Shauna takes this easy or what? And shout out Osterberry's in the chat. Folks, hit him with the air horns.
What is up, people? What is up, Osterberry? What is up, y'all? Great to see you. Great to have you. Let us know how we're feeling. I'm feeling good about this one. We are going taking another trip here to Ireland with Shauna Bannon, a.k.a. the Cannon, a.k.a. Mama B. I am liking Shauna Bannon in this one. I am liking Mama B. I am liking the Bannon Cannon. I think it's a missed nickname opportunity there, so I'm going to try and see if it sticks. But I do think she has the tools and that reach advantage. Same kind of pedigree coming in here. Not that I don't want to see Pooja Domar go out and have a successful UFC career. She is the first, and maybe to my knowledge, the only Indian fighter, at least in the female side as well. Before I keep going here, we got someone in the comments. Adrian Gonzalez, compa. Happy Thirsty Thursday, fellas. Let's go. Happy Thursday. Happy Thursday. I think is what I was trying to get out there. It is a thirsty one. It's Friday, Junior. It is great vibes as always. We got a tea time because it's upcoming weekend. So, hey, I mean, you see the screen. And if you are just an audio listener, there might be a shot coming up soon. Because that's what we do. We bring nothing but the vibes. And if the people want, the people get. Okay. So that's what we're going to do. As Lane is saying here in the chat, big ups as well. Big ups, Lane. Great to have you. Always bringing the pain.
Let's go. We appreciate you being in the chat, Lane. We appreciate you, Leroy, Sav Jelly, Osterberries, Adrian the A-Train Gonzalez. We got crossover MMA, folks. If you're not already subscribed to at crossover MMA, where are you? And I'm so sorry. You gotta go and subscribe tonight. Come on, folks. Let's go. Make sure you're subbing to all the boys, all the girls. Looking at you, Sav Jelly. And by looking at you, I mean I'm looking at you to make sure all these folks have subscribed to at Sav Jelly on all platforms. We're pouring one up. If you do shots, do one with us. If you don't, Well, that's fine too. We don't need you to. We're not here to peer pressure. We're just here to have a good time, right? It's all good. Maybe do a hit of water, do a hit of oxygen. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Whatever you're doing, do it with a smile on your face. We appreciate each and every one of you for being here. There's about 20 of you right now. We're hoping we at least triple or quadruple that number within the next hour. Cheers to you. Cheers to us, to all the fuss and the muss of MMA and all the things that make it great. And by all the things that make it great, I'm looking at each and every one of you. Cheers, folks.
And Osterberry, let's go. If it's a birthday, then birthday shots here indeed. Salute. LFG. HBD, let's go.
It's your birthday today. Happy we gotta do a Marilyn Monroe hitch situation here. Happy birthday to you.
Hello, Miss President version, okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Oster Aries. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, motherfucker. I had to make it extra creepy just for you, man.
Well played. We may never do that one again. That was probably one of one, but hey, hope you're feeling the good vibes. Maybe a little creepy vibes, but it's from a good place. Okay. So, you know, it could be.
Oh, man. Food.
Sometimes things get lost in translation, okay? But much appreciated there. You know, enjoy. Good vibes all around. And LFG, let's go. Let's keep it moving, baby. We got a lot of buzz going on here.
Happy to see Nano opted for an adult beverage today. Lane, I think you were here last time. He was doing the Capri Sun, yeah?
I was. I know.
No one else ever tell Owen it's their birthday. Fair, Seth. I mean, at least then all they have to hear is me singing other songs. Right, Seth? Can you remind me what the song that I was singing in Vegas was? Bonus points. If you remember, which I know you will, I will send you some of my anomaly merch.
Ooh.
Oh, man. Nano.
I'll close it out, man, because I'm curious to your prediction. Maybe we're hive-minding.
We're hive-minding.
Are you taking Shauna? Yeah. I like
we're hive-minding, man. Shauna the Cannon Bannon. Shauna the Mama. I just think Pooja has not shown me enough. And even if she had shown me exactly what Shauna has shown me, which she hasn't, 6 inches, man. 6 inches sucks. Okay. And we got to go to the chat. I am 5'7", but my wife thinks that I'm 5'9". Sav Jelly, send me your shirt size. DM me on Instagram. It's coming.
There we go.
Anyone else think Owen would do a great cover of any, and I mean any AC/DC song? Oh, man. I appreciate the hell out of that.
Definitely would.
Fun fact, the reason I switched from Apple Music to Spotify is because I had Apple Music. I made a radio station off of Thunderstruck, and I kid you not, it played Thunderstruck 4 times in a row because it didn't know what to do. It's like, I mean, nothing else really sounds like this, so we're just going to keep going with Thunderstruck. Good times. So, greatest compliment I think I've probably ever heard. You know, you ban Thunderstruck! No, I mean, me and you would kill it karaoke.
Oh, yeah. Dude. I got the ad-libs. Dude. I can be lead if need be, but I think... Depending on the range, depending on the pitch of the song, AC/DC.
Two more shots of whiskey, and I think we're right in there.
Yeah, I can do probably one or two, but I'm losing a couple vocal cords by song 3 or 4. You know, if Thunderstruck really in the off of that, you know, I'm not making it through Hell's Bells. I'm not making it through, you know, Back in
Lorenzo
Black.
Predicts in the chat. Let's go.
He
said you look like Claw from Black Panther. I mean, Claw. Same actor, different role. I prefer Smeagol from Lord of the Rings. My precious.
Oh, this guy, that's a good one, actually. That's fair.
don't agree. That's Andy, I mean, I'll take it. It's a compliment. He is an award-winning actor. So
he's amazing.
Yeah, we're going with Sean Abandon here. We're both hive-minding. And with that being said, we're just going to move on into the next one because, I mean, the 6-inch reach is just enough of a reason to pick Shauna Mama Bannon here. We're moving into the middleweight division for a bout between Christian Leroy Duncan and Andre Pulaev. Pulaev? What a name. My goodness. I mean, this one's tough. I can't wait to hear Anik say it, to be completely honest with you. Either way, Andre is 27 years of age. His opponent is 2 years his elder. There is a 1-inch height discrepancy for Christian Leroy Duncan and a 1/2-inch reach advantage for Christian Leroy Duncan. So it really does pay to have an ape index advantage here, folks. My goodness. I think Christian Leroy Duncan is, he is an absolute beast here. Am I going to bet on him? Hell no. He's minus 575, bro. Like, I mean, how much would I have to bet to actually make some decent money here on Christian Leroy Duncan? And it's still somewhat volatile going in against an Andre Pulaev. The guy is no slouch by any means of the word, right? He's 9-2, so he doesn't have a super illustrious record, but 56% of his wins came by way of knockout or TKO and 22% of them by submission. So the dude is, for lack of better words, he's a finishing machine, right? Coming in at 68% finish rate, 22% decision rate. This is the biggest step up in his competition, right? He's coming out of SFC, Schlemenko FC, and Contender Series. His biggest win thus far is over Liam Anderson in Contender Series. And the man across from him is definitely going to give him some different looks that he has not seen before in Christian Leroy Duncan. This man is actually UFC tenured, right? He's been fighting in the UFC since 2023. Mind you, his opening bout in the UFC was against a Dusko Todorovic. So he's fought the Armin Petrosians of the world. He's fought the Dennis Tayulians and won. He's fought and beat Claudio Hibiero in round two via ground and pound. Look, give me Christian Leroy Duncan in here. I think he goes out there and just outclasses his opponent. And shout out to Lorenzo for the raid. We appreciate all you folks coming in here. If you're new to the channel, make sure you like, comment, subscribe, smash that bell for notifications. We appreciate each and every one of you for being here, folks. Nano, who you got in this one? Am I crazy?
Bringing the great vibes. Big Zo. Love it. Absolutely. Yeah, man. This is we're high mining for sure. I think I agree with all fronts, like you were saying. CLD, Christian Leroy Duncan, finding his backyard. He's also repping England. So I do like that little home field advantage, even if it's not real. It could be a little bit of placebo effect. But you know the travel's not going to mess with him at all. And you do know he's going to go out there and be guns a-blazing. Okay, this guy has all different types of strikes in his bag, and he wants to go out there and put on a show. So you're going to see it from pillar to post. Knees, he's an opportunistic fighter. The elbows, the spinning back fists. I mean, everything you want to see in a violent MMA fight, you're going to get in Christian Leroy Duncan. Sir Leroy. Big shout out Leroy just for that one there. He's in the name. Hard to bet against anyone with the name Leroy. Am I right? Anyways, the thing is, you know, from a Ben perspective, minus 575, that's tough, right? That's big. And this guy, Andre Pulaev, I don't want to say he could Pulaev the upset, but I mean, this guy definitely has some skills. He's going to come out with guns blazing. He has some good striking of his own. I don't know if it's to the level of a CLD. Again, we've seen him do it at the highest pedigree. So until we see it, that's probably why you're seeing the odds where they are. But don't be surprised, y'all. This guy, Andre, is somebody we're going to probably need to make a name for himself or need to remember the name, as Fort Minor once said back in the day. If you know, you know. But shout out the chat. Shout out Leroy. Leroy Scott. We see you. I mean, it's all in the names, right? I mean, how are we going to bet against someone that has the name Leroy?
Shout out to the real person in the chat here, though. S Dog. MMA Talk. Let's go.
Now we got the big dog in the backyard. Let's go. Okay. Well, we're rocking and rolling now, y'all. Again, let us know how we're feeling. Let us know if we're steering you the wrong direction, but I like where this boat's going so far. Okay. I do like CLD here. And it'll be a fun fight, y'all. Make sure y'all tune in.
Yeah, I like CLD here a lot. I think he definitely gets it done. And I mean, we've been going with a lot of the favorites here, right, Nano? So I think it's time. I think it's time that we maybe switched it up a gear. I think it's time we switched it up a gear, a decimal, whatever, what have you, right? Whatever, whatever you want to say. And before we do that, man, before we even get into this next fight, I got to say, shout out Andrew Nance and shout out S Dogs MMA Talk one more time here, folks. And if you haven't already subscribed to that man, make sure you do. Go over there and hit subscribe on this man's channel. He just passed 1,000 subscribers today, folks. Give him a round of applause.
Let's go. Onward and upward. Let's go. Great work. Keep him moving. Let's go.
Let's love that. Go.
Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. We love to see it. Things we absolutely love to see. Our friends succeeding. I love to see it. You love to see it. It's things that we all love to see. Look, folks, this next fight is a heavyweight bout between Marcin Tybura and Mick Parkin. I'm excited about this fight. 10-0 Mick Parkin has the biggest step up in his entire mixed martial arts career against a heavyweight veteran in Marcin Tybura. The only hole in Marcin Tybura's game, in my opinion, is probably his barber. I would definitely find a new barber if I was him. The haircut is not great. It's not great. Lorenzo predicts, I hit that 2 days ago, S-Dog. Get your bread up. We lapping you. Lorenzo, brother, it's not a competition, right? A rising tide lifts all ships. You shouldn't have to put another man down to lift yourself up. And at the end of the day, either way, congrats to you on hitting 1,000 2 days ago. We'll see you at the top. Sav Jelly's going with Parkin. We can respect it. We can appreciate it. But with me, I got to tell you, plus 105 odds. Looking pretty darn sweet here, Nano. We're playing with house money at this point. We're up, 30 units? 35 units, I think, actually? No, 35 units last week. We're up 38 units on the year, 38.5. So we are definitely playing with house units, house money at this point in time. So I'm thinking I'm going to put a unit on Marcin Tybura at Moneyline plus 105. Hard not to, Nano. I just think he's the better, more well-rounded fighter. He has much better grappling. And at 26-9, he has almost three times the number of wins that Mick Parkin has fights. And I know Mick Parkin doesn't have any losses, but I mean, I was always taught you win or you learn. And nine losses means he's learned a whole lot. And Mick Parkin has won a whole lot. He hasn't really learned a whole lot. So let's see. Let's see, Nano. Tell me who your pick's on here. Are you going with the dog?
I was going to say, I think I'm going to let the underdog eat on this one. No, actually, I'm not going with the underdog. I lied to you. I just lied to your face there. I'm sorry. Let the big dog eat, okay? I'm going Big Mick over here. Give me Mick Parkin, okay? I like what Sav Jelly's
saying. Big Mick energy.
Big Mick, man. How do you bet against the guy that's undefeated? He's 29 years old. He's also from England. He's repping Liverpool. He's in his backyard, my brother. I mean, what else do I got to say? He's on a 4-fight win streak in the UFC. A couple knockouts in there. Five of you include his Dana White Contender Series debut as well. And like Oscar Berry said, I think I'm going to have to leave it to the people on this one, man. Big Mick Parkin by TKO. Shots fired. Okay, well, there's a lot of chatter out here. A lot of chatter going back and forth in these comments, but again, it's the way he is on his feet. It's his takedown capability, and it's the fact that he's 10 years younger than Marcin Tybura. I think the bettors got it right on this one, even though it is a slim pick'em, because Marcin Tybura has been in there with just about everybody in the UFC, at least in the heavyweight, and maybe even some light heavyweights in there as well. So I do think he won't be shocked by anything Mick throws at him, but I think Mick's got enough in the arsenal. And like Sav Jelly said, and like MMA Anomaly coined earlier, Big Mick energy around here. Shout out CSP Promoter. I might link my Ting Mick Parkin. Yeah, link that Ting now. You know the vibes. That's it. That's
link that dope, Ting, you know. CSP Promoter.
All right, that's it. I leave her a call. I did light your face. So I apologize. We are live. We are on the record. I can't take it back. I can only keep it moving forward, baby. And that's what Mick Parkin is going
to
do.
Did actually lie to my face right now.
Straight to your face. I'm sorry. As it was leaving my mouth, I was looking at the odds and I said, I flipped him. That's on me.
Things you hate to see.
I hate to see it. But one of us will be doing a shot. We'll do a shot on the big boys. I like that.
We will. And we're going to do a shot within the next two fights for sure for the people that are in the live stream. But we got to get to the top of this preliminary card first. So obviously we're split sides on that heavyweight bout. He's on Big Mick Energy. I'm on Marcin getting it done here. But let's see if we're riding the same wavelength when it comes to the flyweight boys between a flyweight bout between Lonair Kovanaugh and Felipe Dos Anjos. This is, again, another big test, right? Like, we just talked about a big test for Big Mick Energy coming in against Marcin Tybura with a wealth of experience more than him. Lonair Kovanaugh has come in and, I mean, he's a fan favorite. Let's be honest. Like, the few showings that he's had, he has shown very, very quickly that he is that guy, right? He is him. Timothy Chalamet, whatever the fuck you want to say, all right? But Felipe Dos Santos is a real son of a bitch. He's a tough test for literally anybody that steps into that octagon against him. And he brings a very well-rounded skill set, does he? Right? So it's tough. I like Lonair in this one. I like him a lot. I liked him in his last fight too, but I thought that last fight was a little bit too close for comfort. In this one, I'd like to think he gets it done in a little bit more handy fashion. I'm even so bullish as to say that I think he gets it done inside the distance, right? His opponent, Felipe Dos Santos, a.k.a. Lipe de Tona, he's not been finished ever, let alone inside the UFC. So I think this could be the first time that he does get finished. Kovanaugh has very slick striking, very great range management. He has almost a karate style, that old school Conor McGregor, the way he's able to get in and out and throw shots. It's nice. It's really, really nice to see. So, man, give me Lonair Kovanaugh on this one. And Lorenzo Predicts is out of here. We appreciate you stopping in, my friend. Hope you have a great night. We appreciate you dropping in the stream. Nano, kick me off the soapbox, brother. Am I right? Am I wrong? What are we thinking?
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm not going to let you be a loner on this one. Shout out Lonair Kovanaugh. I do think he's going to go out there and get it done. He's a little bit younger. He's another undefeated guy. So I might be eating my words next week if both these guys lose their zeros next week. But I'm liking them. Okay. Oh, and contrary, shout out S Dogs for the comment there. And MMA Anomaly for the additional production. Producer with the most. You know, I'm sorry, Sav Jelly. I see you out there. You got Leap, but you're throwing out the Brazilian flag in the comments. Unfortunately, we're going to have to agree to disagree. Although, you know, FDS is always a live dog to bet, right? Maybe you do want to hedge. Maybe you do want to have a little hedgeroni pizza and you want to chase that plus 235 odds you're getting right now on our preferred sports book. That is DraftKings. Shout out. Make sure that is legal in your state. I'm here in Arizona, so it is my home base, and always gamble responsibly. And if you're listening and you are part of the team out there, sponsor us. We're always looking. We got good ideas. I digress. Give me Lonair, though, my brother. He's got really good skills, really, really good boxing, sharp, crispy boxing, and he's got a really good frame for just violence, man. He's got really good kicking as well. Hopefully, my Bruce Lee poster comes in sooner than later. I'll post it behind me, but that's what he reminds me of, my brother. He's repping China, and he's got all the skills, and again, he's the Ben favorite for a reason, so... Y'all, if you don't know, get familiar with Sir Lonair. I guess maybe you want to be a little fancier. Mr. Kavanaugh. Because he's going to be here to stay. But I'm liking him, man. I'm liking him a lot. This will be a really fun fight for as long as it lasts. This will be complete violence.
I absolutely love that pick. I love it because I'm with it, man. I'm on the same pick. give me Lonair. I think he gets it done. I think he gets it done inside the distance as well, which is going to be even more impressive. Lane said, let's see. Even I can't throw in the BR flag on that one. It's not the year for the undefeated. It is not. It's truly not.
And then you're speaking some Portuguese to us? That better not be slurs. Not be bad words. Uh-oh. We got Lane with the Chama. Oh, that's even scarier.
It means you will die. That's what it means.
Well, that's just a little. That's just a little mean.
Yeah, cool. It's super nice. It's super nice. You know, it's what they say in every single fight. Whenever there's a Brazilian guy going against an American guy, for the most part, like we do USA, USA, because we're like, hey, our country, and they're like, you will die. Which, you know, same, I guess. Same. Austin Berries, I got a balance, got a meeting to go to. Great show so far. Shout out to the chat. Shout out to the panel. Like and subscribe. Smash that bell and all that other stuff. We appreciate you, Austin Berries. We hope you have a great rest of the shift. Big Unk MMA, let's go. Loner going to KO that fool, maybe. You right.
Maybe.
You right.
Maybe.
Sav Jelly, it's hardcore and I love it. You know what? We do too. And speaking of things that we love this main event in the preliminary card, right, Nano? It is Jai Black Country Banger Herbert coming in against Chris Taco Padilla. Man, oh man, this is a lightweight bout between two absolute studs. When you think of Jai Herbert, I know you look at his record, you're like 13-5. It's kind of a 500 fighter, but hey, you'd be wrong if that's what you're thinking, folks, because this is the only man that I've ever seen. Nano, correct me if I'm wrong, please, with all due respect. I am saying with all due respect, brother. Feel free to kick me off the bar stool here if I'm incorrect in my speaking. But this is the only man that's ever rocked and dropped Ilia Topuria. Yes?
You're right about it.
With a little snap head kick. It was a whippersnapper of a head kick. I want Taco. You want Taco or you want a Taco? Or you want Taco to win or you want Taco as a fighter because you think he's cute. There's so many different directions we could go with just three words. I'm going to need a little bit more context, okay? Gonna need a little bit more context, okay? Taco Tuesday. I mean, I don't know why I read www. Kicks Barstool. Wait, what? Dude. Hold on. This guy is pretending like he kicked the bar stool.
Shut your fucking mouth. You'll do nothing. You'll do fucking nothing.
Okay. Okay, Drew. I'll see you on Saturday, brother. I will see you on Saturday. Man. No. Let's pour one up for this main event of the prelims here. And Drew, you're in the chat still. You better fucking be drinking, brother. Pour one up, dude. Don't be a fucking pussy, okay, man? And Drew, if you're having trouble keeping up with the shots, I'm just going to have to tell your parents.
Send him 2-3 years Dagestan and forget.
Okay? It's going to need to happen.
And forget.
Send him 2-3 years Dagestan and forget. All right?
Forget.
Maybe after 6 months, you send one phone call. Cheers, folks. Cheers. If you drink, drink with us. If not, do a shot of water like our friend Sav Jelly in the chat. Either way, we appreciate each and every one of you for being here. Cheers.
Salute.
Let's go, A-Train Makers on deck.
Sheesh. There he is.
Never. We stay ready. Stay ready with the bourbon or whiskey, baby. You already know.
He knows vibes. Always bringing the vibes.
If the liquor is brown, I'm down to clown, baby. You already know what it is, Nanukin. Let's fucking go. So tell me, do you got the Black Country Banger or do you have Taco in this one? I'll let you take the lead here.
I appreciate it, my brother. I'll keep some meat on the bones for you. I'll keep it short but sweet because I do not want to slander the boy repping England. I do not want to bet against the hometown kid, but I'm going to have to. Because this hometown kid ain't a kid no mo. Okay, he's a big boy now. He's 36 years old, and he's going in against a tough, gritty 29-year-old. And I interpreted Sav Jelly's comment earlier. I want Taco. I think she was saying, I want Taco to win. Maybe I want Taco Bell. I might have filled in the gap that I read between the lines. I know what she was talking about. But all jokes aside, Liv Moss, baby. And that's exactly what my boy, Chris Padilla, Taco, representing Cali, is going to go out there and do, man. He's a tough kid. He fights with that tenacity. And I just think at this stage in Jai Herbert's career, the Black Country Banger, which is a hilarious name, he's been in there with all the who's You mentioned Ilya Topuria, who went up a weight class, took it on short notice to go up there and did what he did, end up taking him out, but, you know, had his moments. Lost to a Ferez Ziam, excuse me, can't talk today. A draw against Ludovic Klein. Yeah, I mentioned these names for a reason because it just feels like when Jai is matched up with these guys that are at that, you know, that top tier, that are kind of breaking through to go on and make a name for themselves. I think that Chris Taco Badia is in a similar position. Again, he's got a lot of good tools. He's tough as nails. I think he'll find a way to get it done, man. And even if you're looking at the odds, it's a virtual pick'em, almost virtually identical. At Drew, Lane knows what's up, and he's talking about tacos and tequila. Si se puede. Let's go, baby. You know the vibes. It's he's minus 108 favorite over Jai Herbert, who's minus 112. So, again, almost virtually identical. We'll see how the money shifts. But I like the tacos here, brother. It's also making me hungry. Let's go.
Brother! I mean, after hearing you say taco 67 times in the last, 69 seconds. Man, am I hungry. Let me tell you. That's such a good time, man. Oh, dude. S-Dogs MMA Talk said, Lane, how bad was I butchering names earlier? You know what, S-Dogs MMA Talk? Typically, you go 50-50. Like, 50% perfect, 50% eh. But what you don't do in name pronunciation correctly, you make up for in spades when it comes to energy, my friend. So we always appreciate the energy you bring. You crushed it today. That's all I'm trying to say here. And what else I'm trying to say is, I mean, Black Country Banger or taco, I'm craving a taco all day. Give me the taco in this one. Give me Chris Padilla. I just think he's a better fighter. Again, 15-6. He does have more wins, but he also has more losses. But he's the younger guy by 7 years of age. And I know that he's the shorter guy, but with the way that he fights, that reach disadvantage is not really going to play too much of a problem for him. I think he's going to look to take down his opponent early on. I think he's going to look to sap the energy and muscles and knockout energy of a Black Country Banger, Jai Herbert. And then I think he's going to pour it on late. I think he ends up getting a early submission in the fight late round one, or a knockout in round two, does Chris Padilla. Am I betting on it? Nah, staying away from this one, man. I don't love it, but give me taco in this one, my friend. I like the taco to get it, no? And with that being said, folks, without further ado,
it's time
for us to start talking about this main card, folks. We have a featherweight bout between Nathaniel Carved of Wood coming in against Morgan, the Last Pirate, Chaurier. Look, I'm just going to come at you off the dome, off the cusp. No notes on this one. I'm just going to look you straight in the eye while I talk here. We're not going to read anything. We're just going to talk. When it comes to Nathaniel Wood, okay, the man has a tried and true tested mentality. He's been in the UFC a lot longer than his opponent, Nathaniel Wood, and he's beaten opponents that Morgan Chaurier has lost to. So Nathaniel Wood, he's been here, right? He's not the freshman, he's the senior. And also, if we look even before their professional tenure, let's look at their amateur career, right? Now, I know I'm looking at you. Looking at the viewers too, okay? Because Nathaniel Wood, he had 10 wins in his amateur career, while his opponent only had 5. They each had the same number of losses, just one. So kudos to Morgan Chaurier, the Last Pirate. But again, he's not really had the UFC tenure. He's not fought a who's who. And the people that have beaten Nathaniel Wood, they are a who's who. So give me Mr. Carved of Wood. Give me Mr. Made of Wood. Give me Mr. I'm going to break my opponent with my fists of Wood, Nathaniel Wood. I just think that, I mean, if you're putting a pirate up against Wood, they need wood to sail, baby. They need wood for the ship. The man made of wood is the man in control. Give me Nathaniel. I think he's the more tenured guy. I think he's going to go out there and grind his opponent to a decision win. Do I think it wins fight of the night? No. Do I think it's the most exciting fight of the night? No. Do I think that Morgan gets the win? No. No. Am I wrong? Or am I right?
Oh, man. You might be right, but I'm hoping you're wrong, my brother. I'm taking the Frenchman. I'm taking Morgan Charrier. Okay. When I watch the tape, man, when I look at it, when I break it down, I like what I'm seeing from him, you know, and I do like me some Nathaniel Wood. We've talked about him quite a bit, man. But that loss to Muhammad Nemov really left a sour taste in my mouth. I know he came back and won against Daniel Pineda, but with, you know, a 20-6 record, he's 31 years old. You know, you're not getting any younger. And in this league, man, I mean, you got to be the guy. And I don't know, maybe it's one of those things. Maybe it's a Buzz Lightyear and Woody type situation where Morgan's kind of the new shiny toy, man. I like what I'm seeing from him. He's got that swagger. He's got that moxie. But he's got all the skills to back it up. He's got heavy hands. He can strike with the best of them. Good at countering. Chooses his punches and his pockets wisely. He's got really good fight IQ, I guess what I'm trying to say. And the thing with Nathaniel Wood, man, I mean, I love me some carved out of wood, but he's not carved out of steel. You know, unfortunately, he's breakable. He's bendable. And he'll get burned just as easy as the next guy. I'm sorry, man. I'm running out of wood puns here. But let me know how y'all are feeling, man. I'm taking the Frenchman. I hate to do it. It pains me. This is the second and probably last. Well, I don't even know. I don't like going against these English boys, man. But here I am doing it live. I know, Lane. Yes, I'm serious talking about the Frenchman winning. I know, man. But Morgan,
Lane has great taste, man. Obviously. I appreciate that you, like, 90% of the time back your boy. Thank you. Thank you, Lane. We appreciate you so much. And shout out S Dogs. Said, I went back and watched some of y'all's older videos for a second. Y'all boys have came a long ways, dude.
Sheesh, we have.
My God. We appreciate you. But then he just completely crapped on that comment and said, last pirate all day. Why'd you got to do that? Why'd you have to do that? Sterling being all sentimental. Leroy saying Frenchman gets the dub. I'm too faded, Sav. I got to get out of here. Jesus, Sterling. It's only 10:45. Lane said, come on. I'm with Lane here. Lane, qu'est-ce que c'est que cela signifie?
Okay, well said, Leroy. Let's go.
I don't know how I read that actually as smoothly as I did. Oh man. Should be painful to pick a Frenchman. Yeah, I agree. It is. Especially, I mean, did you pick Benoit Saint Denis over Dustin Poirier?
No, come on.
I know I was testing you, brother. I know you didn't. I know better than that. I know that. Come on, bro.
Come on, don't be crazy.
There we go.
Don't be crazy. It's got to be carved of wood, man. I just think carved of wood gets it done everywhere this fight goes. And with that being said, no. We got to talk about this next fight that takes place just one weight class up at lightweight between Jordan Vucinic and Chris Duncan. The Epidemic Vucinic. What a nickname. What a freaking nickname, my friend. I took the lead on the last one, so I got to let you take the lead on this one. And my friend, I can't tell you how happy I am to hear what you have to say about this one.
I'm happy to go!
Tell us what you think, brother.
Thank you. Thank you all for that one, my brother. And I'm excited, man. This is going to be a banger. This is a low-key banger, as we used to say around these pots, for a little throwback down memory lane. Speaking of Lane, do I got Jose? I got Josua. I
don't know, man. What you say?
Oh, what you only been me? Yeah, man. If you're talking about Jordan Vucinic, then you're absolutely right. I do got the Englishman here. Okay, I'm going back to England. I'm going back across the pond. I'm not gonna go against the guy here. I'm not gonna go against the Ben favorite. First and foremost, the guy's tattoos are pretty sick. I mean, some of the coolest tattoos. Probably the most tatted guy I've seen in the UFC in quite some time. So that's always neat. So he's interesting to look at there. And then when you turn on the tape,
Buddy can throw combos like the best of them. He does a great job of using space, of cutting off space, using the octagon, his footwork, the striking. I mean, he's the favorite for a reason. And I like Chris Duncan. I mean, that dude's a problem. That's how he got the nickname. It's for a reason. The dude comes out, typically puts on a good show. You're going to see striking at a high level here. And I think this is on the main card for a reason, man. This one's going to be a banger for as long as it lasts. Again, we're in London. We're in England. The UFC is trying to definitely pump up, you know, their best of the best. And this is one of those guys, man, in Jordan, Vucenic. I mean, looks like a fighter, fights like a freaking fighter. He did lose to Guram Kutaladze, who we talked about earlier on the card earlier tonight. But listen, that dude's a savage, right? That dude's no joke. I think Jordan learned his lesson, and I don't think Chris Duncan has those same threats that a Guram poses. So I'll dish it back to you, my brother. How you feeling? How are you taking the Ben favorite, or do you like you the Munda Dogs this card? How you feeling?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I am actually feeling the underdog in this one, man. 12-2, 13-3. Very, very similar records. You look at the guys that are in there. 5'8" stand both men. 31 years of age for Chris Duncan. 29 years of age. 3 years his younger is Jordan Vucenic. And there is a 1.5-inch reach advantage for Jordan Vucenic. But I just don't think it's going to be enough, Nano. Now, this is one of those situations. I actually talked about it on S-Dog's MMA Talk channel earlier. If you're not already subscribed to them, or if when I say S-Dog's MMA Talk or Sterling's MMA channel and you think to yourself,
who the fuck is that guy?
Then do me a favor and go on over to his channel and hit that subscribe button, folks. It is S-D-A-W-G-S-M-M-A-T-A-L-K on YouTube, on all platforms. Make sure you go on over there and subscribe. We were talking about this today. It's one of these fights, Nano, where we don't want either guy to lose, right? Because both guys have great stories. Chris Duncan lost both his parents. He's just in a tough spot. He's one of those guys. He's a real fighter's fighter, right? Like, he's pushing. And then you got Jordan Vucenic, who people have been saying, you're never going to make it to the UFC. You're a dreamer. You're a hoper. This, that, and the other. And he said, one day Bruce Buffer will announce my name. And then after he did one time, this man went and got a tattoo of Bruce Buffer on his bicep. So here we are. We have two people that were really, really wanting to see win. But I got to tell you, man. I got to tell you. Chris Duncan versus Jordan Vucenic. And mind you, 997 people, almost 1,000 people have chosen on this on Tapology. 82% are going with Vucenic. I can't go with the epidemic because I think his opponent is going to be exactly what his nickname says, a problem, right? He is the problem. The only person he's really lost to in the UFC is Manuel Torres, who is an absolute fucking beast. And before then, he fought Vyacheslav Borshev, a.k.a. Slava Claus, in the Contender Series to get into the UFC. He lost that fight. Other than that, he's beaten everybody that's been put in front of him. And we're talking about the Omar Morales, the Yanal Ashmuses, the Balaji Okis. And mind you, that Balaji Oki was the best fucking fight of his career so far. And that was his most recent fight. Don't be silly. He jumped the ghillie. It was only 3 minutes and 44 seconds at round number one. Man. Big Onk. Manuel Torres subbed that boy. And that guy usually gets KOs. Fair. But here's the thing. It's just not going to happen, my friend. Jordan Vucenic is going to go out there and get beat. I'm bullish on it. And we got a plus 350 on this, Nano. I might have to put a unit on it. I don't know. I'm feeling it.
Not a bad idea.
House money, bro. House money. If we lose, we're losing house money.
I understand.
You know what I'm saying? So it's fine. And with that being said, folks, we got to move on into the next fight because we still got four more to go. We got a women's strawweight bout between Molly the Meatball McCann coming in against Alexia Danaida. Oh my goodness, Nano. 11-1 versus 14-7. The meatball has been looking more like a low calorie wheat bread sub, bro. Like, she's been losing weight and she's been losing knockout power. Her opponent, meanwhile, is coming in here on a bit of a tear at 29 years of age and an illustrious career thus far, is Bourgeoisina. Dude, 6 wins by submission, 4 by decision. Meanwhile, standing across from her, Molly McCann, she's been subbed 3 times and lost 4 decisions. I really like Bourgeoisina to get the submission win here, Nano. But either way, I like her to get the win. Am I betting on her, though? It's tough. I'll be honest with you, Nano. I think we have a safe bet here. Something safe enough. And Nano, I need you to kick me off the bar stool here. I need you to kick me off the pedestal and tell me I'm a crazy person, because I'm thinking 3 units on what I'm about to say. Okay? I'm thinking 3 units on the under 2.5 here at plus 170. What are you thinking here, Nano? I just think both these girls are live for a finish. Oh, wow.
I mean, I'd love to see it. That definitely make me really interested in this fight if you do that. Not a bad one. I guess you do have to go with Alexia on this one, right? I mean, I do. I'm like Sav Jelly. I'm like probably most of us. You want to see Molly Meatball McCann go out there and get it done and go out on her high horse and try to make a run for it. But, you know, she is 34 years old and she's coming in here with the not best track record, even though she is in her backyard. She's repping Liverpool. She's in England. So you do love to see that. And she's going to get a good nod, a little bit of that hometown kind of advantage. But, you know, at plus 170 odds, that's not bad. Maybe I'd sprinkle a little bit on Molly, just chase her, hopefully going out and getting a quick sub. Alexia, she's the Ben favorite, but man, the thing that stood out to me with her striking is she tends to keep her chin out there a little bit, hands down, and kind of fades back. I didn't like some of the style, but she has a lot of wins. She got a win in her debut, so I don't know if there's some recency bias there, or again, just Molly Meatball McCann just kind of on the back nine. Sounds like Lane feels pretty good about this. Ty and I are going to kill Meatball. I mean, maybe Ty and I is going to eat some Meatball subs. I don't know. I mean, does anyone else feel the same way? I guess hard for me to make a case for Molly Meatball McCann at this point, but certainly we'll be rooting for her. But you do think there's a path for Meatball in this one, MMA Anomaly? I see you doing the point over there.
I don't. No. I think Meatball gets subbed. Meatball subbed.
There's going to be a Meatball sub for Alexia. Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. Touche. Oh, she's the band favorite for a reason. Meatball subs. There you go.
Let's go. Yeah. I can definitely see it happening. Brianna Frost, folks, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Make sure that you check out Brianna Frost's channel if you're not already. Well, only if you're 18 years or older. It is 12:03 a.m. in Philly. Happy Friday. Would love to see Molly win. I mean, yeah. I mean, we'd all love to see Molly win. I just don't know that she's got it in her in this fight, right? Like, this is a tough, tough outing for Molly, in my humble opinion here. And I mean, even my boy Leroy here in the chat here, he said it himself, right? Like, he said, love me McCann. She gets chewed. And also Leroy said, Brianna got the best bod in the game.
I understand.
Thanks, Joe.
Well said.
We appreciate you being in the chat, Brianna, and you as well, Leroy. And look, no LOL decision, Sav Jelly. We don't like that. We don't like that, okay? You're literally like, you're putting out bad vibes. You're putting out bad vibes, okay? And if these types of crazy odds hits, then
I can make you rich.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm trying to do. So tell me, but maybe don't tell me on that one. We're going into the Coco main event here, folks. It's a welterweight bout between Gunnar Nelson, a.k.a. Gunny, coming in against Kevin Holland, a.k.a. Batman, a.k.a. Big Mouth, a.k.a. the man who I will probably not bet on ever again. Man. I'm going to keep it short. I'm going to keep it sweet. I think Kevin Holland struggles every single time that he comes out there and faces a grappler. And Gunny is a fantastic grappler. But before I continue, Drew in the chat saying Gunny back. Yeah, absolutely. Sav Jelly, Holland seems like he actually cares about winning this time. Interesting stuff. Shut up, Sav. You know more than me, but shut it, said Leroy. Tico Tech LLC in the chat. What up? Let's go. Sup, boys. Kevin Holland gives up and cries in the first round when he gets subbed.
Tico Tech getting the major horns. I like it.
Had to give that man extra air horns, folks. It's a fact. Lane. We got spoiled with two WMMA first round finishes last card. Don't think it's going to happen this week, though. I don't know. I think it's going to be a second round finish. Tico Tech, Kev got the weakest mentality in the game. I agree. Drew, Kevin Holland going night-night. I agree. Lane, Holland W. Lane.
I like Lane. It, Lane. There we go. I like it.
Lane, I like you, but all I got to say is...
There's a little snake in the grass.
Picking against me. Come on. I can't see Holland getting this dub in this one. Leroy, Holland cares about winning because he actually can this time. Nelson by sub. Let's go. Brianna Frost, Kevin's got a height and reach advantage, but I don't think he'll win. He's still so fun to watch fight. I think he'll get a tap out. He'll get tapped out. Yeah, I agree. I definitely think he's going to get tapped out. Gunnar Nelson is exactly what his first name suggests. He's a gunner, bro. He's about to go out there and gun down the opposition. This man, for funsies, Nano, decided, you know what? I think I'll go ahead and have a grappling match with the strongest man in the world, in the mountain from Game of Thrones. And what'd he do? He subbed him. I mean, he snapped a rib, but he subbed him. The guy outweighed him by over 100 pounds. No, don't make that face. I'm super impressed by this guy always. And I don't care that he's taking so much time off. I think that amount of ring rust is not going to really pay any dividends. And if Kevin Holland is your boy, I'm sorry. I'm so, so sorry for you. Because Gunner's going to be coming out like...
I'm gonna smash your boy.
It's a fact, folks. It's a fact. Nano, who you got and why?
Oh, man, I see you. That was a great breakdown, my brother, and great predictions and great chatter in the comments as well. Appreciate y'all on different platforms, mostly YouTube, but wherever you are, C37 of you, let us know how you're feeling about this one. Do you take Big Mouth? Do you like Kevin Holland? Or do you think Gunnar Nelson? Do you stick to your gunners and take Nelson here? Honestly, man, I mean, you guys all make a great point, and you know, my mind's telling me one thing, but my gut, my brother, and I guess my brain and logic and DraftKings are telling me, take Gunner at minus 130. But I'm taking the road less traveled here, my brother. I'm taking the road less traveled. I'm taking Big Mouth to go out there.
There's a little snake in the grass.
And shut all y'all's big mouths up, okay? Trailblazer is going to find a way to get it done. I know he was not on the winning side in most of his fights as of recent. And guess what, man? When you do great things, you get challenged in great ways, and you get the best of the best, okay? So the reality is Gunnar Nelson hasn't fought in 1 year and 11 months. That's almost 2 years we've seen him. And his last win was against a Brian Barberena, which is not Kevin Holland. Before that, he beat a Takashi Sato 2 years and 11 months ago. So we're talking 3 years ago. And then prior to that, 5 years ago, he lost to Leon Edwards and he lost to Gilbert Burns. I rest my case. I think Kevin Holland is similar to those two guys I just mentioned. So Gunner's going to have to do a flying guillotine or a flying crazy heel hook, something. He's going to look like Ryan Hall out there. Okay, y'all. Gunnar Nelson does not have the same threats on the feet. And I don't think Kevin Holland's just going to fall into this crazy trap. I think Kevin's going to be smart. He has really good takedown defense. He has good jujitsu. He's opportunistic, but he's not going to be down there long. He's going to be smart. He's going to stay on his feet. And he's going to try to whoop some ass. He's going to up a can of whoop ass come Saturday night, okay? And that's what I think is going to happen. I'm taking Kevin Holland plus odds. I'm going to soak the benefits. And if not, then I will, you know, shut my big mouth up next week and I will eat my words. But I'm taking those odds, baby. So that's my case. Again, you guys.
Who the fuck is that guy?
Right, folks? I mean, come on. Who the fuck is that guy?
Hey, man. You can stick to your gunners. I just want to say that one more time.
Stick to your gunners, he said. Oh, my God. That was good. Oh, I can't even be mad at that. That was good. Free Nano, she said. That was... Oh, man. Tico Tech looking to catch these hands coming at Nano. Owen's next on the list. Leroy. Brother, don't make me lace up with the Wolverines, brother.
That's
don't
right.
Make me do it. Nano, you get to take Olin off the show on the recap. Brother, come on. Olin has all of the control here. All right? That's what we do.
That's what he does.
That's what we do. I'm the produce. I'm the produce. Okay? We love Nano. We love Nano. Every now and then, though, we got to just make sure, you know, we remind him. You know? Power. I'm just kidding. I love the guy.
We love you, Tico Tech. We love you too, brother. Let's go. Holland plus 105 all of a sudden. All of a sudden. Telling you.
Lane saying will be a pick'em by tomorrow. Lane. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much. You just actually gave me the best idea for a new sound clip. I'm gonna get a sound clip of Khabib saying inshallah. Because it's just, I mean, I would have hit that right now. Inshallah, I hope it's a pick'em tomorrow. I hope your boy Kevin gets so much plus money coming in that they give me my boy at plus odds. Let's go. I would love nothing more than to have Gunny Nelson at plus odds. Because right now he's minus 130. Wouldn't take a whole lot. Would not take a whole lot. Oh, speaking of plus odds, Nano! This light heavyweight bout in the co-main event of the evening. Oh, man, I feel like we're going to be on opposite sides possibly on this one, but I don't know. I don't know. Maybe we're hive-minding for one of the few times when it comes to the older versus the younger man here. We got a 6'2" versus a 6'3" man in Carlos Olberg, being the taller man by 1 inch. 34 years of age, though, against 42 years of age, I think is the big discrepancy. Only 1 inch difference in reach as well. Man. Nano. I'm going to let you take the lead on this because when it comes to the second most attractive man in the UFC, I got to let the first most attractive man in the MMA podcast space take the lead on breaking this one down. Oh, tell us where you're going.
A lot of humility there. I thought you were going to say the second one to keep the joke going, but you dish out the compliment instead. That's very classy of you. I appreciate it. And listen, man, this is a fun one, y'all. This is a co-main event for a reason, okay? I do like the matchup itself. On paper, we're going to see some great striking. We're going to see some violence as two big boys in the light heavyweight division with a lot at stake. They both have numbers, single digits next to their name. We know it's going to be nothing but pure chaos for as long as it lasts. That being said, who do I think is going to be on the upper hand at this stage? You mentioned the age. Didn't mean to rhyme there, but I did. That concerns me, you know, and I'm looking at Carlos Olberg at a minus 298, and I'm looking at the track record, and I'm looking at who he's been training with the Israel Adesanya in that city kickboxing gym down there in Australia. He's just doing all the right things, man. Obviously, he has the look, but he's hitting the right stride, and unfortunately, he's probably catching a Jan Blachowicz at a 42 years old, just with a lot of tread on those tires, man.
It's actually in Auckland, New Zealand.
Ah. He's a New Zealander. My apologies. I'm very not familiar with that neck of the woods.
He actually, I think he might be an Australianer, but the city kickboxing is in New Zealand.
Ah, bloody hell.
The key. Sorry, bro. You corrected me on the pronunciation, and I've literally hated myself at least five times since then. just because of what people keep saying. Like, it's so bad. People don't forget. You got me fucked up with that, bro.
Oh, man. Well, I appreciate it. We got to keep each other honest. You know, I don't want to be out here spitting lies and slandering. But, yeah, man, that's where I'm at. I do think Carlos Olber's going to find a way to get it done. He's just, I think he's had more tread on the tires, for lack of a better phrase. He has just as good a striking, and he sees that type of Muay Thai kickboxing that Jan Blachowicz is going to pose in there. I guess you could mention the wrestling. I didn't really touch on that too much. I'll leave that for you. I'm not too worried about it. I think Olber's going to find a way to get it done. Let's go.
Yeah, Leroy said Jan has nothing to lose in this. Everything on Carlos to step up. Leroy also said, trust Nono to fuck that shit up. Shake my head.
I know.
Lane, I mean, if anybody's going to talk shit about you for messing up something about Australia, it's our Australian native, Leroy. 8 years older, injuries, surgeries, long layoff. I love Jan, but come on. Lane, holy shit. Well, I mean, I don't know if you're making rap records or rapping fucking tacos, but either way, platinum rapper right now. Let's go. I love Jan, but come on. Absolutely. I hope for dessert you brought some flan. Look, this isn't... That was bad. I love this fight as a Carlos Olberg fan. I hate this fight as a Jan Blachowicz fan. Jan is a +240 underdog for this one, and Carlos is a -298 favorite in this one for an absolute reason, right? Carlos is going to go out here and get it done. I think he actually gets it done inside the distance. I don't know why I can't see him getting a submission in this one. But I do see him going out there and getting a knockout win. And you can actually get that right now at +165.
Oh, shoot. There we go. Yeah.
So I'm thinking I might put one unit on that one. I haven't solidified any of these bets yet, but when I do, we'll get them locked in with the bookie. We'll make a freaking graphic, and we'll post it up on the Twitter, folks. We are up quite a bit. Tico Tech LLC said, I'm sad Giannis 42. You and me both. Ah, man, watching this guy fight, it was the best of times. I'll say it was the worst of times. It's been a really, really fun career for Jan Blachowicz. And with that being said, folks, it's been a really fun episode. And now it's time for us to get into the main event of the evening. It is a bout between Leon Rocky Edwards coming in against Sean Brady. Folks, Leon Rocky Edwards is an absolute monster. Let's go! Look at that. You love to see it. Shout out, Nano.
I got the Rocky poster behind me for the audio listeners out there, but you know we love us some Rocky. Come on.
Sav Jelly said, don't care. Both of them lose to Bilal in a rematch. Let's go. All the coins for Sav Jelly, because she's absolutely right. She's absolutely right. Tico Tech said, I was right about Leon all along. Oh, MMA Anomaly group chat. Inside jokes. Things you love to see. Leon. Let's go. We're all about it, baby. We're going to get into the breakdown, but Nano, we got to do the last shot of the night. And before that, Captain Rafucho in the chat.
Oh, Capitan.
What up, Capitan Raf? How we doing?
Mucho. What up?
Leon has staff. Gave a lame excuse about it in media day. Brady getting this done for his baby. Lane, when you say hola, Cap, it wow. Just I feel like you're talking to me. Because I mean... I have so many people that know me in person that call me Cap. It's confusing when you say things like that. So, A-Train! Let's go.
Salute, compa. Bang.
Hold on. I gotta train. I gotta train thing somewhere in here. Where's the train? Where's the train soundboard? Hey, train. Let's go, baby. There he is.
Chugga chugga, baby. Let's go.
Chugga chugga choo choo. I already know you're doing a shot too. Yeah. Nano. Let's go, baby. Lead the cheers. Lead the cheers.
We got 48 of us here, 49, including you. 50, including myself as well. Let's go. Pull one up, you know, whatever you got in your hand. Stay hydrated, but listen, whatever you're doing, keep on going, keep on growing. I'll keep it short and sweet. We appreciate y'all for being here. We're taking a trip to London this fight night. And may this Saturday be a reminder to relax, unwind, enjoy some violence. And again, keep on going, keep on growing. Let's go, baby. Salute. And if you want to help us keep on going and keep on going, head over to YouTube. Hit that like. Hit the subscribe. We appreciate it. And if you like us, if you hate us, let us know. Throw a comment in there. If you want to shoot the breeze, throw some comments. Let us know. We'll respond to you. We see everything, okay? Let us know how you're feeling about this card as well. We appreciate you.
And shout out to our most active chatter or commenter on X/Twitter, Brianna Frost. If you're not already subscribed and liked to us on the YouTube, please make sure you do. Also, a big fan of your YouTube videos. I actually definitely went in there and liked those and watched those in their entirety. Good stuff. So with that being said, we got to talk about this main event of the evening, Nano, because, I mean, with all due respect, can't beat around the bush anymore, my friend. We have Leon Rocky Edwards coming in here against Sean Brady. And I got to tell you the same thing I told S-Dogs MMA in his live stream earlier, Nano. Have you ever thought about this? If you're watching Sean Brady on like the Helwani show or post-fight interview or media day pre-fights, and you hear the guy talking, right? If you hear the man talking and you close your eyes, you actually feel like you're listening to Eddie Alvarez.
Okay. Okay. I see it a little bit. A little bit of that East Coast, a little bit of Philly, a little bit of Bronx, kind of like swagger. I can see it a little bit.
And then the weirdest and worst thing about that entire situation, Nano, is this. They train together.
Those things happen, man.
It's crazy. It's crazy, man. It's like an old married couple. You know, you train together so long, you start to sound alike. You start to look alike. All these things. So, jokes aside, we're going to jump into the actual fight breakdown. We have Sean Brady. He was an absolute elite level grappler, right? In his last two fights, like in his last fight, he got 7 of 17 takedowns landed. And in the fight before that, he got 5 of 5 against a Kelvin Gastelum. Of course, in the fight against Bilal Muhammad, he went 0 for 5. So, I mean, we got to look at who he's fought, right? The people that he did get takedowns on, Gilbert Burns, for example. Gilbert Burns is a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu specialist. So if I'm fighting you, Nano, and you're a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu guy, and I am a grappler / decent striker like Sean Brady, if I'm shooting takedowns on you, it's better than you standing with me. Because then you could throw up triangles and arm bars and omoplatas and different things like that. So, with all due respect, I think when we're talking about a guy that has high 60% chance of defending a takedown on every scale, right? 68 to 69% chance of defending those takedowns. Hey, Nano, if you ain't choking, you ain't smoking. If you've got that high of a percentage of takedown defense, Sean Brady with his 52% takedown accuracy, probably going to have a bit of a problem landing those takedowns. And more importantly, even more of a problem keeping you on the ground. And if Sean Brady isn't able to keep Leon Edwards on the ground or take him down for that matter, it is going to be a tough outing for our guy, Sean Brady. So with that being said, you're giving me a guy with home field advantage, Nano, in Leon Edwards. and you're giving me someone with more five-round fight experience, and you're giving me someone who's fighting on their time, no acclimation to the difference in time, and you're giving them to me at plus 130 dog odds? I'll let them dogs bark in the backyard for a minute. Because with all due respect, got me looking for my fucking wallet and my bookie, like, where are you? And I'm so sorry. I'm gonna bet the house on this tonight. Nano, walk me off the ledge, bro. Plus odds is begging for big bets.
Yeah, it is begging.
This might be one of like the five or six like big bullish bets of the year, bro.
It's an interesting one, man. It's an interesting one because, you know, when you look at both of these guys, and yeah, I try not to, I mean, I didn't look at the odds, and I try not to necessarily, I mean, I'm going to probably sound, going to contradict myself here a little bit, because I try not to look at the age too much in the sense, especially with these two guys. Like, I came in, I didn't really care what big of a gap there was. But I almost assumed Leon was much older than Sean Brady. There's only 1 year difference between these two cats. So outside of their path to get here, which was definitely a little different, you know, you look at Leon, he is in his backyard here in England, you know, repping Birmingham, repping UK. I do like that factor of it. And I like that he's a little bit of the bigger frame at 6'2", you know, with the 2-inch reach advantage, which is what typically favors Sean Brady, and that's what I feel like helps him out a lot in his fights, is he's typically the longer fighter. He establishes that jab, he changes levels, and then he gets to his points, and he does the chain wrestling, and then he's a monster on the ground. He's strong. He's fucking huge for the division, but so is Leon. So I think that's kind of the caveat here. Leon's been in there with Kamaru Usman, who can wrestle like with the best of them. So it's, man, I kind of talked myself back into Leon. I was leaning Sean Brady before I started this chat, y'all, to be honest with you. But I just, you know, getting Leon at plus odds, you definitely got to sprinkle some in there. I'll be honest, I would maybe be a wussy, be a little jive turkey, and I would probably maybe take both of them separately. Just, I like both guys. I wouldn't be mad at either one of them winning. But I do see Leroy here as well. He likes Brady, thinks he's good. Leon's a mofo. Five rounds, Leon easy. Brady has no path to a finish or decision here. There's some paths, my brother. Let's give him the man some credit here, right? I mean, he was able to beat everybody they put in front of him. You know, that he submitted Kelvin Gastelum. He beat a Gilbert Burns, which that one really earned my respect. Granted, he did lose to Bilal, which is tough, because Leon can definitely piece him up with the best of them. And he tries to go in there, I mean, Sean can get hurt and it can be over sooner than later. But Sean Brady's nasty with it, man. I do like him a lot. I've liked him from the jump. That's just kind of a personal thing I kind of have to get over. And again, his only blemish is a loss to the champ in Bilal. And again, so is Leon, right? At this point in his career, what he's been able to accomplish. I mean, literally, again, hasn't lost since to Kamaru's. That's back in 2015. And then, obviously, recently to Bilal, which he feels like it was an off night. You know, maybe you look at the greatness and say, maybe he's right. Maybe it was just an off night. Maybe he is still that guy. So, similar to how I felt with Kevin Holland. Again, I don't want to keep contradicting myself. I'm going to stick to my guns in that sense. I'm going to stick to what I think is right there. And those juicy odds, man. Maybe DraftKings is getting me, but I like the guy that has a lot to fight for, that has been in there, done it, has more of the five-round experience. You know, Sean did go five with Gilbert, but is that enough to sway me? I fucking love Sean Brady, but I probably am going to lean Leon here in his hometown. Will I be surprised if Sean wins? No. That's where I'm at.
Same. And I'm going to be honest with you, since we're up 65 units on the year, or sorry, 68.5 units on the year, I'm going to go ahead and just do it, man. I'm locking it in. We're doing 10 units on Leon Edwards.
Holy shit.
Yeah, oh, no. Fuck it. Dude, I put 10 units on Magomed and we hit, bro, and we slapped. Like, we slapped hard. So, no, I actually need to redo the math. I don't think I added that into that at all. So no, we're up even further. Fuck, we're crushing it this year.
Either we're eating, yeah.
Oh yeah, we're up. We're up actually another 10.1 units. So 68.5, 78.6. We're up 78.6 units on the year so far. So yeah, I'm putting 10 units on Leon Lane. Wow, I can't wait for the restream or the recap stream. Wow. Me neither. Okay. And I know that Turkey can't either. I know he's excited about it. Because it's going to be
fatality
on the fucking Vegas odds here, folks. Plus 130. So if you put 10 units on it, you get 23 back. And that's why we're doing that. We're doing it. As of right now, these are the other bets that I'm feeling. I'm liking one unit on Nathaniel Wood, right? You can put one unit down to win 2.2. I like that. One unit on Marcin Tybura. One unit to win 2.05. Feeling that. Gunnar Nelson, Gunny, to win by sub. Actually, hold on. We're not locking that in. Don't quote me on that. Give me one sec. Let me look at this double chance here because sometimes those are sweet, right? We've hit on those more times than I want to admit, Nano. Don't want to tell people the level of degeneracy. Oh, my goodness. Speaking of degeneracy, from plus 200 to plus 150, and we're doubling our chances, doubling our fun like some double mint gum. Yeah. I'm going to, you know what, since we're doing it from plus 200 to plus 150, we're going to do from one unit to two, Nano. Gunnar Nelson to win by submission, TKO, KO, or DQ, plus 150. If you put one unit on it, you'd get 2.5 back. So if you put two on it, you get 5 back. So we're going to do that. We are going to do yeah, putting two units on it. I think Gunnar gets it done inside the distance. Guram Kutadeladze. Man. He's a minus 425 favorite, so we're going to stay away from it. Nathan Fletcher, plus 550 to win by sub. I'm going to put a fifth of a unit on it. No, no. I don't feel super crazy about it, but a fifth of a unit is nothing I'm going to cry about. And folks, if you're betting anything, make sure it's nothing you're going to cry about. Only bet with units or money that you are willing to lose, right? Only throw money into the dumpster fire that you're willing to watch burn. Chris Duncan, mind you, plus 350 coming in there against Jordan Vashenik. Nano. You're telling me one unit gets me 4.5 back? Yeah, I'm putting one on him. Let's go. Plus 350. One unit.
I like it.
Molly McCann versus Alexia Tanaira. I don't know who gets it done, Nano, but I know someone does. I'm going under 2.5. Actually, you know what? We're playing smart again. Hold on. Fight props. Fight to go the distance. Nope, we're changing it. Instead of under 2.5, we're going from one plus 170 to plus 145. We're going to go a unit on fight to not go the distance. So that way, if it ends anywhere within that 1 second line, as long as the bell doesn't ring, we're good. We hit one unit will get you 2.45 back, folks. So we're putting one unit on that. And then we are going the last two here. Actually, no, because we started with the main event. So just the last one here. Carlos Olberg to win by knockout, plus 165. Actually, hold on. Winning method, double chance. Let me just double check these odds for... Oh, dude, this is highway robbery. if people aren't betting on this, they're absolutely ridiculous. Carlos Olberg to win by TKO, KO, or DQ is plus 165, right? So that means one unit would get you 2.65. Carlos Olberg to win inside the distance, so TKO, KO, DQ, or submission, is plus 150. So the differential here is if you put one unit on one, you get 2.65. You put one unit on the other, you get 2.5, but you have double the chances for your point spread to actually hit. Give me Carlos Olberg inside the effing distance, folks. Nano. Are we doing one, or are we doing two, or are we doing three units on this? Talk to me, Goose.
Oof. At least one. At least one. If you're feeling that spunky, then maybe two.
We're doing two. Yeah, we're doing two.
I'm feeling right. Froggy. Then we're leaping, baby. Let's do it. I like Olberg.
We are doing two. Do we have any double down? We don't have any double down bets on here, right? Okay. And just for funsies, okay? Hold on. Holy shit. No. Should we put a fifth of a unit on this as a parlay on all the bets I just named? Just for fun?
But I mean...
And do you want to hear the odds and what the payout on that is?
Oh, like a big...
It'd be a nine-pick parlay.
Oh, a nine-legger? Why not?
Let's see. At plus 573,813 odds.
Ooh.
Yeah. Pretty penny. So that means one-fifth of a unit would get us 1,147.8 units back.
Yeah.
We're going to do a fifth of a unit on it. We're going to do a fifth of a unit on it because, look, if this hits, I'm just going to be completely candid with you, Gal. I don't know about the rest of you all that are going to show up at International Fight Week, but if this one bet hits, me and Nano will be sitting like two rows away from the cage for International Fight Week. Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it.
We're going to do this. Again, we're literally playing with house money at this point. So even if we lose every single bet this week, we're still going to be up, I think, like 59 units. which is wild, bro. We're having a hell of a year so far. And I'm going to find some more bets to put in on underdogs. Look, folks, do us a huge favor. Fuck it. I'm going to pour one more up as I say this. If you all... could do us the largest favor you've ever done us right after we wrap up. We appreciate the live comments, honestly, more than you know. And it really makes the streams. It makes the energy. It makes the show. But right after we wrap, if you could leave a post-show comment, it really, really helps with the all-seeing algorithm. We bow down to the algorithm. And let us know in that chat the same thing you've been saying throughout this show. Leroy, Carlos by sub, plus 1,800. Those types of things. Let us know, Capitan Rafucho, Sean Brady, KO submission round three. That's wild. Juice Man, 562. We've tried to stay good until you got here. My friend, the juice is here. The juice is loose. Let us know in the comments right after we wrap up. Juice, you'll have to go back and rewatch this. Who you have? Who are your biggest dogs, right? And Juice, if you want to hear about the parlay we cooked up, that is plus 573,813, right? That's right. $100 would get you $573,917, okay? If you put a dollar on it, you get almost $6,000. If you put $50 on it, you get almost $300,000. So go back and watch it, okay? We're cooking with heat here, hot heat. Will it hit? I don't know. Maybe I'm taking my co-host's page here and being a little bit of a giant turkey. But either way, folks, we appreciate you. Leave a comment. Let us know your biggest underdog, your biggest bet of the night, your most bullish bet of the night. And most importantly, even if you're not betting, let us know your favorite bet of the night or your favorite fight of the night for that matter, right? Let us know what you think of Nano's Warriors hat. It's so sick. It's so sick. Look at that.
Let's go. Thank you, brother.
Come on. Can we give him a round of applause? Dude.
Gotta pull it out from
March Madness.
That's right. We own the gold.
March Madness, baby.
Yep.
You got one for me?
Let's go. Let's go. Always, baby.
Let's go. Let's go. Cheers, folks. To you, to us, to the fuss, the must, and to all the new subscribers and the old. There's over 50 of you watching right now. We appreciate each and every one of you for being here. If you haven't already, like, comment, subscribe, smash that bell for notifications. And if you drink, raise up a shot. If you don't, I don't know, maybe raise up a drink of water. We appreciate you being here all the same, folks. Cheers to you.
Salute. Love you too, Leroy. Shout out East Oakland. I see you, Juice Man. That's fire. My mom's from Oakland as well. Well, at least was born out there. Grew up there for a little bit. So Oakland is definitely home to all of us out here. Let's go.
Sav's only going to take shots whenever she's with me on her birthday. I love that.
There we go.
Things you love to see. All right, folks. Well, that's it. We have talked ad nauseum about this fight card, what we think is going to happen. And it is time for us to just disappear right on out of here, folks. Again, I say it one last time. If you're new here, if you're old here, if you're anywhere between, we appreciate each and every one of you for being here. Like, comment, subscribe, smash that bell for notifications, folks. Juiceman562, I know you're going to go back and hit us with the rewatch. You're going to comment on there live. Tell us your picks, my friend. And let's go. We appreciate each and every one of you. If you do none of the things we've asked you to do thus far in the last hour, 36 minutes and 58 seconds, well, in that case, all we ask that you do is this. Keep on going and keep on growing, folks. And until the next time, we can't wait to see you. Let's go.
You've been listening to the MMA Anomaly Show. No filter. As you may have been able to tell, we dig the MMA, and our passion is to dive deep into the upcoming fights, give you our expert breakdowns, and help you make sense of all the chaos that is the fight game. We hope you've enjoyed the show. If you did, make sure to like, rate, and review. We'll be back soon, but in the meantime, make sure to find us on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and Twitch at MMAnomaly. Be cool, and we'll see you next time.